You are listening to the Whistler Plumbing and Air podcast, and I'm speaking with James Whistler. James, not such a fun topic today, but what do we do if we're having a plumbing emergency? And can you tell us a couple examples that you might say, yeah, that's an emergency, do this?
Sure. Well, we define an emergency as a situation that's creating an unsafe environment. And, you know, in the plumbing world, that can be by a water leak in the home that's causing flooding in the home, water coming through the ceiling, water on the floor, you know, those things can cause the ceiling to cave in and those type of things. So that would definitely create an unsafe environment. Mm-hmm. You know, a sewage backup, you know, sewage backing up in the home is the water is very unsanitary and you shouldn't have that going on except, you know, over and over again. So, you know, we would see that as an emergency if the sewage is backing up into the home. You know, if the water heater, if you smelled gas around the water heater or around an HVAC unit, and, you know, that's definitely an emergency because that could create an unsafe situation. But that's kind of how we define those. And, you know, for HVAC, you know, obviously extended periods of time without AC and very hot weather can be unsafe as well. So tying that to an unsafe situation, we'll kind of break that down. So if you're having a water leak where water is pouring through the ceiling, you know, that could be one or two things. That could either be the water lines themselves leaking, or that could be the drain line is leaking. Now, if the drain line is leaking, it's not going to be constant. You should be able to, you know, stop using the toilet or stop taking a shower or stop using the sink and the leak will go away. However, if it is constant, that generally is a water line that is leaking. The first thing that you want to do is cut the water off to your home. If you don't know where your main water valve is, locate it now when you don't have an emergency, because at the time of an emergency, that's going to be really important that you know how to, one, operate the main water valve and know where it is. You know, a lot of times people in areas, they might stack a lot of storage and boxes and those type of things up in those areas, not thinking about it. But then when they need to utilize that, you know, you're not able to turn that water off. If it's just a faucet or something that burst or starts spraying, there are what we call emergency stops under each sink or under each toilet. So just turning the valve off to them would be able to isolate just that fixture in the home instead of having to cut the water off to the whole home. If you are smelling gas, the best thing to do is just, either call the gas company, so that they can cut the gas off to the home. Or if you're a little handy, you might be able to shut the valve off yourself where the gas meter is. If you're experiencing a sewage backup, the best thing to do is to stop using any water in the home. Don't flush any toilets. Don't run any sinks. Don't take a shower. Stop using the water in the home until you get that resolved. Now, sometimes you might have water damage in the home. The first thing you want to do is call a reputable remediation company. And there's several companies in many areas that do this professionally. And so as quick as you can stop the water and get that drying, the less damage you're going to have. The longer, if you leave water in a warm, moist environment, within 48 hours, you can potentially have mold to start growing. So getting a remediation company, you know, in there as quick as possible is really important. Obviously, calling the professional, whether it's, you know, heating and air or whether it's plumbing, you know, getting them out there to try to assess the situation as well. But then probably the most important thing is sometimes we don't learn from mistakes. After you have an emergency like this, it's always good to ask the professional or even ask yourself, what could I have done to minimize this or to prevent this from happening again? Because not very many people are going to have emergencies, you know, repetitively all the time. But if you're living in a home that emergency happens in, more than likely that system is spread out through the house. And if that leak happened in one area of the house, very well could happen in another area of the house. And so addressing the situation proactively, making sure that there's not procrastination around a situation so that another emergency would that could be prevented is prevented. So kind of stepping back and going, okay, what can I learn from this? What should I have done in this situation to prevent this? Because nobody wins. It's a nightmare to go through something, especially if it's excessive water damage in your home. And a lot of times these things happen when they're in the most inconvenient time. When you have guests in the home, when the system's being used heavily, or on holidays, and these things happen. So paying attention and being proactive, learning from the emergency, can definitely be beneficial in the future.
I would assume too, it's not the time to skimp on who you hire to do the repair. Like you said, if it's happening in one end of the home, it's probably happening in another. So you'd want to hire a company with a warranty and lots of experience.
Absolutely. It's, our homes are somewhere where we want to be safe. And plumbing, electrical, HVAC, these are very important things about our safety. And so many times, some of these emergencies are created because of the lack of professionalism or the lack of knowledge of the service provider that's hired. So making sure that you have someone that's able to stand behind work that they do, someone that's reputable, sometimes can be as simple as that, as preventing those emergencies.
All right. So like James said today, make sure you have the remediation company, maybe have that phone number on your fridge in case of emergencies. And then afterward, when you're needing a company to come and take care of the problem long term, reach out to the team at Whistler Plumbing and Air. That number is 540-483-9382.